The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
I have the new Jack Reacher thriller in front of me, written by Lee Child. It's called The Midnight Line. Lee was here yesterday. I recorded the interview you're going to hear now in a moment. And he started for us by reading an extract from the new Jack Reacher thriller, The Midnight Line.
The guy had a gun, a revolver. It looked like a worn-out Chief Special, a 38 five-shooter by Smith & Wesson. Short barrel. It looked small in the guy's hand, his right hand. He was half-twisted behind the wheel, aiming half-sideways through the open passenger window with a bent arm and a cramped right shoulder. "In the car," he said again. Reacher stood still. He had choices. Life was full of them. Easiest thing would be just walk away, straight ahead along the sidewalk in the same direction the car had been driving. A right-handed shooter in a left-hand drive car would have a practical problem with that kind of geometry. His windshield was in the way. Couldn't shoot through it. The bullet would deflect and miss, and afterward there would be a hole in the windshield. Not a smart thing to have. Rapid City was no doubt a tough old town, but it wasn't South Central L.A. Morning gunfire would get called in, especially downtown, near the hotels and the restaurants. Police cruisers would show up fast. Questions about a bullet hole in a windshield would be hard to answer.
That is just some of the new Jack Reacher book. Tell us a little bit about Jack Reacher, The Midnight Line, the 22nd novel, but tell us a little bit about your creation. Who is he?
Well, Reacher was a military guy, man and boy. His dad was a Marine officer, and Reacher was brought up on Marine bases all around the world. He did not join the Marines. He went to West Point and joined the Army, which is a kind of weird thing. If you're the son of a Marine, you would normally stay in the Marines, but for some reason he joined the Army. He did West Point. He opted to become a military cop, and he served for 13 years until the middle 90s when, the Cold War was over, the military was reducing in size, and he was let go. And after this peripatetic life all over the world, he thought he would spend a year, maybe two, just wandering around the States, seeing the things that he hadn't been able to see yet. And that couple of years has turned into a long, long time. He can't settle down. He can't commit. He's just a perpetual wanderer. He kind of likes that life. A little tiny part of his mind thinks, is it a problem that I just need to keep moving? And some of the people he meets nudge him in that direction. In this book, he starts out, he's on vacation with a woman he likes a lot, and she's kind of worried about it. You know, she thinks, okay, a year or two, I understand, but forever? There's something wrong with that. And so she says, you know what, this has been great for a couple of days, but I'm going home. So he starts the book a little melancholy and a little unsure for once. Is he doing the right thing? Is he the idiot, or is the rest of the world the idiot? He's a little unsure in this one.
You've been living with Jack Reacher now for how many years?
For 22 years, yeah. And
a book a year.
Yeah, a book a year. That's the best way of doing it in this genre, I think. People love the series. They love to know that at the same time each year, their favorite characters are going to come back.
And how fully formed was the character when you created him? Are the characters that you've just described to us, how much that has evolved over the 22 years?
I guess that it must have been fully formed, but I deliberately did not design it in any way, because I'm sure you agree that in any kind of entertainment, if you aim too clearly at a success, if you try and design a success, you'll never get there. Success is always kind of accidental. So what I did was I figured I knew enough to know that I knew nothing. And so I just metaphorically closed my eyes and wrote the book and saw what came out, and Reacher is what came out.
But you were in your 40s when you started writing. Tell us a little bit about the circumstances in which you came to write your first Jack Reacher book.
Well, I went to university and then started in television. I worked for Granada Television in Manchester, England, during a fantastic period. We just did some great stuff. Everybody remembers the dramas like Brideshead Revisited, Jewel in the Crown, Prime Suspect, Cracker. Also terrific documentary strands, World in Action, some great news stuff. A really, really great job. I loved it. and I probably would still be there.
Doing what? What was your job there?
It was a weird technical job called presentation director that was a bit like an air traffic controller. It was a network situation back then, 15 equal companies all on the air at the same time, swapping programs back and forth, timing things to the exact second. And I was like the air traffic controller in Manchester, receiving programs, sending programs. If something was going wrong, I would have to fix it. If there was a news emergency, I would have to make time for the bulletin. Great job, loved it. Until one day my boss said something to me that made it just impossible to continue. He said, "You're fired." It was one of those mid-90s things where they suddenly figured out they could get rid of these expensive old veterans and replace them with kids for a quarter of the money. It happened to millions of people all around the world. Sure, it happened to people here. And so I was 39 years old, almost 40, and the question was, what am I going to do next? And I'd always been a big reader. I'd loved reading. I learned to read when I was 3, and I just devoured book after book for year after year. Loved reading. And I thought, so you know what? Write a book. You've read enough. Try writing one. And I kind of imagined that maybe I'd get away with it for a couple of years. But as you said, here we are, 22 years later.
They say write about what you know, but this was not your background.
No.
You're British, and you create this American hero.
I think write what you know is terrible advice, because for this kind of genre, you know, thrillers, crime fiction, nobody knows enough to make an exciting book like this. What you got to do is write what you feel. And it's a trick. You know, I'm sure every parent in the world has had that moment where, you know, you're in the shopping mall or you're and you look down and the kid is not there. Your kid has disappeared. And then you look the other way. Oh, there he is, just standing on the other side of you. But if you remember that split second of terrible fear and panic, and you then extend it, make it last all day, make it last a week, make it last a month, write what you feel and build on it. That's the way to do it. Don't write what you know. Nobody knows anything exciting enough for books like these.
But yet you have to make up so much, and you're making up so much violence as much as anything else. Does this mean that lurking beneath Lee Child, there's a violent figure trying to get out?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, you know, because we normally get asked it the other way around, as if it's a happy question. They say, how much of you is in the main character? And the main character is always a good guy. So it's a nice question. How much of you is in the good guy? But what you're saying is, how much of you is in the bad guy? And that is equally true. Yeah, it all comes out of our heads. So I guess, yeah, I'm all the bad guys in the book. And deep down, I must be pretty violent.
Jack Reacher, of course, is a big unit. He's 6'5" the book. Two of the books have been made into movies with Tom Cruise in. And the one thing that could be said about Tom Cruise is he's not 6'5".
No, and he's not. He's good looking as well, because I picture Reacher as, my image of Reacher is like any second row forward, you know, about that size and about that ugly. And Tom Cruise is half the size and handsome. So he doesn't look like Reacher at all, but it was a question of, was there any actor that looked like that? And not really. And we needed a great actor, because Reacher is a very internal character. The appeal of Reacher is how he thinks, how he deduces things, how he sees things internally. He doesn't speak much. He's a quiet man. And so we needed the talent to get that internal stuff on the screen. And there are no big actors, or there weren't anyway, while we were looking, that were that talented. They couldn't have done it. So we compromised on a physical mismatch. And yeah, the readers are not happy about it. I understand that completely, and I sympathize with them. I know where they're coming from. But it was just a basic choice. Do you want a movie or not? If you do want a movie, then you kind of take what you're given.
You mentioned the fans. Do you have a lot of interaction with your readers?
Yeah, as much as I can. I love them. I mean, I love readers generally, even if they don't read my books. As long as they're reading somebody's books, readers are always the best people. You know, they've got the whole world in their hand there in a book. And they're the most interesting people and the most fun people to hang with. So I love readers, and I love spending time with them. I love doing these events, you know, bookstore events and appearances, because it's just nice to, it's actually nice to see real human beings, because most of the year I'm stuck away with the people in my head.
How much feedback do they give you about the stories?
A lot. You know, they all have their opinions. They all have their favorites. They all have their criticisms. Problem is, happily, I've got so many readers that I can't really take everybody's opinion into account, because otherwise you know, how can you take a million people's opinion into account? You can't. And I think the only way to keep it honest and organic is just to do it exactly the way that I think it should be done.
But you go for the story. That is the main thing rather than characterization, isn't it? It's the story. It's the page-turning element. It's the fact that when somebody starts a book, they don't want to put it down till they've finished it.
Yeah, it's really both things. I mean, a series, it depends on the character. They come back for the character, but then you've got to give them a good ride. You've got to give them a great story. And I love it. If somebody says to me, oh, I stayed up way too late to finish that book and I was tired at work today, I think, great, you know, the plan has worked. I want to keep people reading. I want to keep those pages turning.
How come? Now, obviously, there's a very good reason, because you wouldn't have any more books. But how has Jack Reacher escaped being killed, given all the scrapes that he's been in?
Well, because he's pretty smart. You know, he's tough and he's smart, and he just about gets away with it time after time. And don't forget, this is only once a year that he gets into a big adventure. The rest of his year, he's just quiet and chilling. You know, it's not every day that he gets into a scrape.
And tell us a little bit about how you go about doing it, because I read somewhere that you actually start every year on the 1st of September on the next Jack Reacher book.
I do, because that's the sentimental anniversary when I started the first one. And above all else, you know, as well as everything else, this is a job, and you got to do it with great discipline, you know, same as your job. You got to show up and do your work. And so I start every year on the 1st of September, because I think if I didn't have that discipline, you know, I'd think, oh, well, I'll start in October, or oh, I'll start after Christmas, and it would never get done.
And how long does it take you to write a Jack Reacher book?
Usually it takes me about 6 months, not working every day, because obviously not every day is available. There's other things to do a lot of the time. But if you want to boil it down into working days, it's somewhere between 80 and 90 working days. Call it 3 months of work spread out over about 6 months of the year.
And how much research do you do on locations? Do you go to locations, or do you imagine them?
Mostly I've been to them, but I don't go specifically for the book. You know, I don't have a plan for the book when I start. I don't have an outline. I don't really know where the story's going. So I can't necessarily choose the location at that point. So I will use somewhere I've already been. Could be years ago I've been somewhere and my memory of it just occurs to me, yeah, that would be a good place for this story.
So do you just start writing without actually knowing who the characters you're going to bring into the book are, what the story is going to be?
Totally. I discovered the story along with Jack Reacher, along with the reader. I want to sit down in the morning when I'm working with just desperate to find out what's going to happen next, in the same way that I hope the reader will.
What's your favorite Jack Reacher book?
Yeah, no, the clever answer to that is the next one, because no book is ever quite as good as you would like it to be. And so the one you're about to write, you haven't messed it up yet. So maybe that would be my favorite. But out of the ones I've written, I know this sounds like PR line, but actually the Midnight Line, the new one, I'm really pleased with. There was a photographer once said to me, you never know how good a picture is going to be. It'll either be better or worse than you expected. And it's a bit like that with the book. And the Midnight Line is actually better than I expected it to be. I'm really proud of it this year.
Lee Child, it's been great meeting you. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.